This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Yeah, back when I was probably about, I'd say about 16 years old, I'm from Kentucky, but we moved to Florida and when I was like 8, and I grew up there, but now I'm back in Kentucky. But anyways, we had moved from one town to another, which wasn't, you know, about 15 miles apart. And we had moved into an older home. I would say it was about a 1920s home. And it was, you know, kind of unassuming. It wasn't like you looked at it and said, oh, that's haunted or anything like that. But it all really started when we were moving by a truck, and we had the house open, and it was nighttime, you know, because we've been moving all day, and it had become night. And my dad and the rest of the crew said, well, we're going to go back to the other town, load up, and bring some more things back. And they asked me to stay because the house was open and, you know, just be there, you know, so nothing happened, you know, nobody got in or anything like that. So we had a TV in there already, had it all hooked up. And I thought, yeah, great. I don't have to do anything. I'll just sit here and watch TV and wait for them to come back. So now I know this sounds really cliche, but honest to God, it was raining. It started raining, and in Florida, you know how those storms can be. It started thundering and lightning and stuff like that. But it didn't bother me in the least. I mean, I'm sitting there, you know, I'm glad I'm inside. So I'm sitting there watching TV, and all of a sudden, it had an upstairs to it. All of a sudden, I started hearing all this scooting around, like someone was taking a chest or a dresser, and they were just like moving it across the floor. And I turned the TV down because I'm like, oh, come on. You know, I'm not really hearing anything because, like I said, I wasn't, you know, predetermined to start hearing things or be scared if this wasn't, you know, who I was, you know. So I turned the TV down, and I mean, I truly, truly was hearing all this scooting around of furniture, and it scared me so bad that I ran outside in the rain. And I mean, I stayed in the rain, you know, waiting for my dad and brother and, you know, a couple sisters and mom and all of them and friends to get back. And, so I told him, I said, you know, oh my God, there's somebody upstairs. You know, there was all kinds of furniture and stuff moving around. So they were like, oh no, you just ended up, you know, getting scared, being by yourself and raining and all that. I said, no, I said, I would not be out here in this rain if I really didn't hear something. And I love watching TV, so I wouldn't have given up watching TV either. So they kind of dismissed it as, you know, me being there by myself and letting my thoughts run wild with me. So the next thing that kind of happened was my sister had two or three friends drop by just unexpectedly. They dropped by and they were in the living room, and they asked her, said, are, you know, is anyone here, you know, is mom, dad here, anybody here? And said, no, it's just me, you know. So they're sitting in the living room just, you know, kicking it, chatting and talking and everything. And one of her friends said, I thought you said nobody was here. And she said, there's not. It's just me. And he goes, well, somebody's clearly upstairs. He goes, do you not hear all that furniture and stuff moving around? And by then, we were kind of used to hearing noises upstairs. And because this was way later on, you know, that we had moved in and been there for a while. We kind of heard different things, but just didn't really know what to say about it. And, you know, we just kind of let it go. And so my sister says, no, there's no one here. She goes, I promise you, it's just me. And he goes, no. The friend said, listen, just listen. So everybody got real quiet and they heard it. And he goes, see, now. He goes, did you hear that? She said, yeah. But she goes, okay. She goes, we kind of think we might have a ghost or something. And he goes, you're kidding me. She said, no, because we hear stuff scooting around a lot. And, I mean, needless to say, those three friends got up and immediately left because it really, really kind of freaked them out. They just couldn't believe that they were literally hearing some things upstairs. And my sister was saying no one was there. So that happened. And then one of the most bizarre things that happened in that house was on the very, if you were to look at the house straight on, at a straight on view, to the very left was a staircase, and it went up to the stairs. And it was a weird setup. You actually had to go through my room, which was at the left end of the house, and through my door and apartment upstairs. And my two sisters, that's where they stay. The stairs were wooden, and they weren't really, you know, nice wooden stairs. They were just wooden, like planks. Anyways, it was a Saturday. Both my sisters were watching American Bandstand, and that was their big thing on Saturday. So anyway, my mom said something about, you know, painting those stairs. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's where it's at. I'll paint them, you know. And so anyways, my younger sister says, well, I want to paint too. So anyways, I said, well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll paint some, and then, you know, and then you can come in here and paint some. She said, okay, that'll work. So I got about middle ways down the stairwell, and, you know, after painting and stuff, and all of a sudden I heard this jumping on, it sounded like someone jumping on box springs or a bed or some sort. I was like, I'm driving here, by the way, I'm climbing this big hill. But anyways, I was really freaked out. So I started calling all kinds of names, and, you know, as far as who I thought might be up there. And I'm like, who's up there? And, you know, of course, nobody answered. So I'm like, I just keep hearing this jumping, and it's like somebody is literally jumping on box springs. It's just going really loud and heavy. So I got kind of concerned and freaked out and spooked out the whole nine yards. I called for my sister, and I said, I didn't tell her anything. I said, here, it's your turn to paint. So she said, okay. She starts painting, and I kind of stay with her for a little while, you know, while she's painting, and we're just talking. And all of a sudden, somebody starts jumping again. She goes, oh, my God, who's upstairs? I said, oh, my God. I said, I just heard the same thing. That's why I wanted you to come in here and paint. She goes, oh, no. She goes, somebody's up there. So we caught, and of course, the steps were wet, so we couldn't really go up the stairs to see what it was. But anyways, long story short, we told my mom about it. My mom just sort of gaffed us off. And after the paint had dried and no one came in or out, we went upstairs. Obviously, there was nobody up there, and we took every item up in that small apartment like area, the beds, the couch. There was a couch up there, chair. We took everything possible that we could to duplicate the sound. We jumped on it. We did everything, and we could not duplicate the sound that we heard. And which was one of the weirdest things. We couldn't even go, somebody was on this couch. It was just the weirdest thing I've ever seen in my life or heard. Anyways, I guess another thing is one time I was sick, and this is probably the last thing. I was sick, and my mom, she says, well, you know, do you want to stay home today from school? Of course, I jumped at it, you know, and I'm like, oh, yeah. The stairwell ran parallel down from, and my brother and myself slept in this room here. And the stairwell, it had a wall there that separated the stairs and our room. So I'm laying there, and I mean, I'm really, you know, I pull the covers up, and my mom goes to work. Everybody else goes to school. My dad's gone. All of a sudden, I get the blankets, and I put them on my head, and I'm like, oh, this is great, man. Everybody's gone. I'm going to sleep in, eat what I want. I mean, I was just ready for a great day. So all of a sudden, I heard somebody walking down the stairs. It was the scariest thing I think I've ever heard, because it was walking really, really, really slow. And it would walk down one stair and stop. And it got to where I could actually judge where it stopped and where it was on the other side of the wall. And it got almost parallel to me, which would have been, you know, a little more than halfway down the stairs, and it just stopped. So I'm sitting here imagining whatever that is it directly on the other side of the wall? And it just freaked me out. And I had a door on my, a door that had a lock on it. It was locked because I always kept it locked, but it just scared the crap out of me. So I ran in there and I jumped into my mom and dad's bed, and we had a little dog there, and his name was Chico. So me and Chico were laying there, and next thing you know, everything's okay for, you know, a few minutes. And next thing you know, I hear the scooting around and rustling upstairs again. And my dog, all of a sudden, his ears just shot straight up, and he looked up towards the ceiling. And I was like, oh my God, you know, something is up there, you know, because my dog has actually, you know, heard it. And, you know, they're more sensitive, you know, than a human would ever be, I believe.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.